This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the truck drivers out there, the over-the-road drivers doing a bang-up job, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out there in California. Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Well, of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, little old Nancy Pelosi was stymied by her fellow Dems for a while until she figured out a way to advance her Joe Biden's $3.5 Build Back Better agenda, the $3.5 trillion agenda, and got that passed yesterday in the House. It's headed over towards the Senate, but it's got some rough waters ahead of it there.
Well, it sure does. Kyrsten Sinema, Senator from Arizona, I believe, signaled that she's not interested in voting for this. We don't know where Manchin is coming down yet, but I have a feeling, Captain, that Joe Manchin may also decline, as it were, to help get it through. And I do think, though, that everything in the political landscape has changed because of what Biden has done in Afghanistan.
Right.
And it's given some of these different senators, even Democrat senators, some of the political cover that they need. They also understand, Captain, that the many people don't want this because it's exorbitant. It's not really for infrastructure. It's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Yep.
They understand about the tax hikes. They get it.
Yep. And it's going to add to the cost of goods and services everywhere.
That's right. And
which means it's a tax hike.
Well, of course, that's right. And also, we're also seeing shortages of other things.
Yep.
This has even come out now from the vice president. So what happens when you have shortages? Prices go up.
Yeah, and she's over in Vietnam trying to make a deal with them over there to get them to make more things for us. Now, Joe Biden also told the businesses yesterday around the country that he wants them, now that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved for use, he wants to have companies require their workers to get vaccinated.
Yes, well, this is part of, I think, a strategy that they have, and that is to try to make this go through a more, quote-unquote, organic process see, private industry is doing this, and it's not being mandated by the government just yet, but look, this is going to be the wave of the future. I think some businesses will do that, but now, of course, he's going to be pushing that because we do now have that full approval, but it's not as easy. It's easier said than done, basically.
Now, did you hear the intelligence report that came out last night on the origins of the virus, the China virus, which was submitted to the administration for review yesterday? Did you hear about that?
Well, what I heard was, and I'm not surprised here, that somehow it's all inconclusive.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
And I have this question. Are you surprised at all that they came back, quote, inconclusive?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to put the finger on what it really is.
Right. Exactly.
If they do that, then, my God, they might hurt China.
They might hurt China, and you even have some left-wing, folks in entertainment and comedians and so forth. Jon Stewart, who's a fairly liberal-minded fellow, even just in the recent couple of months or so, he was talking about the where there's smoke, there's fire. Just paraphrasing here, hey, you've got the Wuhan lab, you've got this thing happening there. Come on, people, put two and two together. And he was drawing some laughs, but at the same time, he was drawing a lot of askance looks from some of his pals.
Now, some additional discussion about Afghanistan. The Department of Defense spokesman yesterday, Admiral Kirby, retired Admiral Kirby, said, we won't be able to tell you once we start to effect this withdrawal. Really? Well, then how did we find out that they were starting to withdraw troops yesterday?
No kidding. Well, again, there's logistics involved. They can't get to August the 31st and suddenly say, okay, everybody on the plane, we're out of here. This has to happen over several days. And, Captain, what I shudder to think about, what happens with all the people that will actually still be in the airport when the last American plane leaves?
Yeah, well, The Blaze yesterday had an interesting story entitled The Alarming Leaked Cable that shows how few U.S. citizens have actually been evacuated from Afghanistan. Now, this is where I got my numbers about the one out of every seven evacuated were Americans. This is terrible. This is not acceptable. Now, the total manifested since midnight on the 23rd of August were 483 American citizens, 6,425 Afghan nationals, 8 third country unknown, a total of 6,916. And again, only 483 were U.S. citizens. Not acceptable.
Wow, exactly.
And we knew there were 10,000 to 15,000 in country to begin with, maybe more contractors. Just do the math there. 4,400 out, we must have about 10,000 left to go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Mark. And Mark, by the way, hosts Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, on Sunday nights across America on many of these same stations, and then the Daily Defense during the weekdays on many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. And remember, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo button that's right there. It'll take you to a page. You'll find about 18 to 20 items insanely marked down in price. They've just got some tremendous prices that you won't believe. You'll find deep discounts. And in order to get those prices, you have to have a promo code. Well, the promo code is CAPTAIN. That's right, CAPTAIN. And then if you want to call a number and order something or ask any questions, you can call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But the best way to do it is to get on the website, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials tab, click on that. It'll open up a page for you. You'll see all the different items that are in there. Again, you'll save a bunch of money right now, especially on the Giza sheets. But the promo code to get those prices, CAPTAIN, and then the phone number, if you want to talk to somebody, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The latest approval polls that have come out about Joe Biden, maybe Joe should have just kept his mouth shut and done what was in place and not tried to be inventive, because he has gone in the toilet with some of these numbers, and I mean in the toilet. Now, he's upside down right now on the latest USA Today Suffolk poll that's got him underwater by 14 points. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
is a precipitous fall that we're witnessing. In fact, one poll found, Captain, just 25% of voters said that they approve of Biden's handling of the situation in Afghanistan. 25%. This is unbelievable for any president, I think, and certainly for a president that supposedly came into office to, you know, be the adult in the room. You know, I don't want to get into too many comparisons to Trump, but and the things that were said about Trump, like we need an adult in the room, this kind of thing. Well, my goodness gracious me, I mean, to deliver American citizens into the hands of the Taliban, Trump would have never done that. I don't think any other president
When you thought things weren't bad enough in Afghanistan, we find out that news broke about the CIA chief going to meet with the Taliban in person to discuss the ongoing disaster in Afghanistan. Now, we don't know. We weren't a fly in the room. We don't know for sure what happened. But all we can do is sit back and see the actions that are taking place right now and the comments that are being made. And this is just so embarrassing for the United States, led by Biden, that it's now taking orders from a ragtag terrorist group, the Taliban, who took over Afghanistan pretty much with equipment and whatnot, 40-year-old AK-47s. Well, now they've obviously got brand-new modern weaponry. Just imagine how this situation, could it get any worse, Kyle?
Well, it could, and I'll say, because as we've mentioned a few times, the hostage potential that is there, the potential for the Taliban to root out Americans along with their ISIS or other terrorist organization friends, root out those who are still there and coerce them into doing things like showing them what the equipment does for fear of killing their family, things of this nature, to hold them for ransom, to have the assets unfrozen. The list is endless, and it's just horrible.
Okay, well, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line there. Okay there, Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Captain, I was just thinking, I know which dangerous thing, but anyway, I was just thinking, I know this probably isn't constitutional, but I just think it's a great idea. Is they just have having the recall election out in California.
Yeah.
But why not have they had to get enough signatures to have the recall election. Why not do that on a national basis? In other words, rather than rely on political senators who are dependent upon their constituents for approval and stuff, have a national recall election for the presidency. And to do that, you'd have to have a signature, you know, get enough signatures, which would probably be better have a 60% threshold or maybe 75% threshold. But they got enough signatures, just recall them. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, that's a great idea, Backgammon Bob, but there's just one problem with that one, Kyle. You know what it is?
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that allows for such a thing.
Correct, absolutely correct. So, therefore, we would have to have a constitutional convention and put that in there.
Well, right, but here's the other side of the coin at this point, and that is, obviously, there's things like the 25th Amendment. That would be pretty unprecedented. It's also hard to exactly define what that is, but impeachment still is a road that could be gone down. It's not likely with Democrat control of the House and Senate. However, that being said, this is almost an unprecedented, egregious thing that is happening right before our eyes at the behest of the president, the commander in chief. And so we don't know in a short time from now what the climate in the country might be. There may be calls and perhaps a critical mass for something like that. It just depends. But because we haven't got to August 31st yet, we haven't got on the other side of it. We don't know exactly what we're going to see. I hope that they can get out. We hope that somehow smarter heads will prevail in all of this, but it doesn't look good.
We are not going to get all our people out between now and August the 31st. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. There's no way in hell. Now, if we have only got 4,400 people out in the last month since we knew about this, and we've still got an estimated upwards to 10,000 people in country, How do you think we're going to do that? We've got to go get them. They're scattered around the country. They can't get to where they need to be to get out.
Well, that's true. So it's like no matter which way that you look at it, it is an impending catastrophe. We're watching catastrophe after catastrophe, but after August 31st, and we're not there, and they can't get out, how do you even begin to define that? It's off the charts.
Jeff in Sarasota in the chat room just chimed in. Ed said, since when does D.C. follow the Constitution?
Right. Well, yeah, good question. Good question. But even so, you can't come up with a recall or
when
something that's
when
not
there's
there.
Nothing in place to allow that. Now, there is the impeachment. There is the 25th Amendment. There is medical reasons as well, a different slate. But the fact of the matter is you can't just have a recall election without changing the Constitution.
Exactly. Exactly
so,
right.
So if we can do that, then we can get it done. All right. Now, today's Taliban isn't the Taliban from many years ago, Kyle. I think they're worse. And they've teamed up with Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani Network, the ISIS-K group that's been spotted in their ranks. Plus, we've got other ragtag terrorists that are in there, all Islamic. And the whole deal about this is they want to have an Islamic state operating under Sharia law in Afghanistan. And if they get that, again, the big victims are going to be the women.
The women, the young girls who are going to be married off to Taliban fighters as some kind of reward, this kind of thing. Again, Captain, it's like you're dealing with people who are living in the year, 900 or, the 10th century, this kind of thing. It's ridiculously bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so concerned why the administration continues to play this line that we don't want to stay in Afghanistan and fight a war for 20 years. Nobody is talking about that, but they keep trying to switch the subject to that. Just like these polls show, like we were talking about before, it's about what's happening right now, how the president is handling this and putting Americans into harm's way for this. Because he asked the question, Captain, he tried to be real dramatic. How many more people, sons and daughters, do I need to send to Afghanistan to die? That kind of thing. How many are you leaving behind, Mr. President?
Right. Right. More than what he would send.
Right.
Yeah. I do know there was another 3,000 troops that were getting ready to go in if we needed them. They're still somewhere in the area. I don't know where they're at exactly. But we don't know what we're going to do yet. So we'll have to wait and find out. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. And it's just getting real by the minute here. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country, so as to reduce the risk and disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. And Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Vietnam was delayed for several hours as two cases of the so-called Havana syndrome were reported in American personnel in Hanoi. Officials say the vice president was eventually cleared to travel, and an investigation has been started into the illnesses. The Havana syndrome was first defined in 2016 as a mysterious set of health incidents reported by American diplomats in the Cuban capital. The vice president is in Asia to try to shore up allies to oppose China's policies in the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. DanPilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much there, Kathy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And, of course, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to their website just like I did back 18 years ago, and GEICO.com is the website, and you can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They can insure all that. And then, if you really want to save money, you add your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance in there, and you get what's called the bundle rate, and it'll save you a bunch of money. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they can do for you, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to talk about Nancy and what she did yesterday with her $3.5 trillion budget deal. Now, after a two-week stalemate between the progressive and moderate members of the House Democratic Coalition, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, closed in on a deal that she made to pass the John R. Lewis Voting Act, the Senate-passed infrastructure bill, and Senator Bernie Sanders' $3.5 trillion budget resolution. Now, they got that through,
And the people they had to convince of it were people like Carolyn Bordeaux from Georgia, a Democrat, Philemon Vella from Texas, a Democrat, Jared Golden, a Democrat from Maine, Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Texas, Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat from Texas, Ed Case, a Democrat from Hosta, from Hawaii, Jim Costa, a Democrat from California, Kurt Schrader, a Democrat from Oregon, and Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey. Once she got all those people in line, she had the votes, it passed, now it's gone over to the Senate.
Yep, exactly. And, of course, I don't think any Republicans supported that.
No.
But I don't know that it's going to really be something that's going to pass in the Senate too easily, shall we say. It would be much more of an uphill battle than previously thought. But this is one of those things, and wasn't Nancy Pelosi saying it's a very proud day for America or something?
Yeah.
Trying to make the, again, trying to flip the subject. Yeah, and it's not a proud day for America. It's a very, very sad day for America. And to try to look like this sort of business as usual, well, we're gonna keep legislating, is the wrong tone. Completely.
Now, former President Donald Trump issued a statement yesterday about Joe Biden and what he did by saying that we were going to leave the 31st. He said, Biden has surrendered Afghanistan to terrorists and left thousands of Americans for dead by pulling out of the military, pulling the military out before our citizens. Now we're learning that out of the 26,000 people who have already been evacuated, only 4,000 are Americans. You can be sure the Taliban, who are now in complete control, didn't allow the best and brightest to board those evacuation flights. Instead, we can only imagine how the many thousands of terrorists have been airlifted out of Afghanistan and into neighborhoods around the world. What a terrible failure. No vetting. How many terrorists will Joe Biden bring to America? We just don't know. Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. We don't know how many are slipping through this process, which for obvious reasons is being done very, very quickly. But we also don't know how many terrorists can simply walk across the southern border because they realize that that's one of the best ways to get into the United States, outside of what was now starting to happen in Afghanistan. So, unfortunately, the answer to the former president's question is we don't have any idea how many Joe Biden would facilitate by his actions or inactions to get people here to the United States. Terrible.
No, and the G7, of course, the world leaders in a powerful group of seven, G7, has agreed that the Taliban terrorist group must let people leave Afghanistan past August the 31st. And, of course, the United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson led the charge at the meeting to do that. Of course, the U.S. is also involved in that. And, of course, Joe Biden apparently said, no, we're not going to do that. He got the G7 all mad and upset with him. But then somewhere along the line, the answer came in, well, if conditions change, we might consider doing this and doing that. Is that what you gathered out of that?
Right, yeah, and Lord only knows, Captain, what those conditions would be to make Joe Biden do something different. I would think that from the time that the new president began dealing with them, and certainly as we became closer and closer to the time to actually leave Afghanistan, the message needs to be, we're taking every single American with us, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. You can try, but if you do, it will be a very bad day for the Taliban, as opposed to this wishy-washy, cowardly way of approaching this, trying, I guess, not to offend them, make them mad, whatever it is. It's not just not working. It's actually hurting our country moving forward for years down the road.
Well, that brings me up to this. President Biden is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan. But the problem is not that he pulled them out, but rather how he went about doing it. And Americans overwhelmingly did want out of the war, but yet 70% of us disapprove of what Biden is doing, the way he's doing it. Now, why? Because it was all bungled, right?
Well, completely, yeah.
And after offering confident assurances to the press about the ability of the Afghan forces to resist the Taliban, the nation fell in less than a week.
That's true. Lightning fast.
And the bad news is likely to keep rolling in as America rolls out. Refugees, oh boy, violent vendettas against anyone who cooperated with us, yep, and a nation awash with millions of new guns paid for by American taxpayers and all the new weapons they've got, uh-huh, in the hands of the Stone Age warlords known as the Taliban.
Known as the Taliban, who, by the way, and I did some checking on this, you know, that in the wake of the Taliban takeover, you know, they're very much anti-vax, to be sure. They do not want people to get a COVID-19 vaccination. It's not going to happen for the World Health Organization to, or the UN or anybody else to come in and try to help them with anything. This is going to be, unfortunately, we're going to see a lot of people get sick and die as a result of this.
And this debacle, Kyle, is not just going to haunt President Biden and the United States. More importantly, it's going to haunt the world for a long time.
It really, truly is. The ramifications, Captain, between our allies, first and foremost, can they trust us? Can they go into any other operation with us, especially under this president, this commander-in-chief? But to our potential foes and for those who are literally trying to compete on the geopolitical scale, on massive scales, China, Russia, for example, but China in particular, they are looking at this and they're saying, you know, hey, we could probably do whatever we want to do at this point.
Well, the House GOP wants to know about all that money the former Afghan presidents took with them, the duples of cash, estimated to be some $169 million.
Yep. Well, these kinds of things do tend to happen when these mad dashes to get out, you know, occur. So, yeah, I think there, on so many levels, Captain, there's got to be more information, and the stories to tell are just going to be astounding. First and foremost, if we could get the Americans out. And if it looked like Biden was trying to get the Americans out, maybe that would even be a different story, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, and how about this one? Hundreds of California recall ballots, drugs, a loaded gun, were found in a convicted felon's car.
Yes, that's true. It's been, of course, on the local news here as well. And, yeah, that's exactly right. I think the ballots were intact. I don't think they had been cast at this point.
And these are the ones that were mailed to people?
The ones everybody's getting a mail-in ballot. I've received my mail-in ballot. But you can go and begin voting, I think, September 4th, I believe, in person up until the 14th or the 15th. And so now you can go and do that. But, again, part of their plan is to send out all these ballots and sort of hope for the best and do the mail-in thing again, which again, is you know, you load it up for potential fraud.
Sort of hope for the best.
I think Newsom is. He's hoping for the best that he can weather it, but it's getting pretty hard.
Yeah, the white supremacist Larry Elder. That's funny. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to have this strange voiced person take us to break here. So go ahead, Mr. Strange Voiced Person. Take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across...
All righty. So much for that. They got cut out there. But I'll tell you what, we're going to make up for it right now. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, check them out, become a member of the Drivers Club, find out what we already know. All right, a little bit more Prince off this album and this concert. Wait till you hear this one.
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. That's better than the first one.
Well, it really is.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that sounds like, and the captain and I were talking about this on the break. Yeah, I think that is cool. The original one was Cool of the Gang, right? Hollywood Swingin'.
That's what I thought. And, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, this one and the bass in there just drives you wild.
Yeah, oh, no, it's really great.
Holy smokes. All right, well, real quick, take us out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks. Well, of course, out west, we're still looking at some of these air quality alerts that are up in parts of Montana, especially around Bozeman, throughout most of the state of Wyoming. And in southern Wyoming, fire weather warnings there, certainly around Casper, also around Laramie. That means a low humidity and some gusty winds, so high-profile vehicles, be careful. Those air quality the alerts extend down through Fort Collins and Denver as well as you come down the I-25 corridor. Down in southern southwest, I should say, southern Arizona, Phoenix and Tucson, we've also got excessive heat warnings. That travels all the way over into the southern California area, the low deserts as you come in through Palm Springs, I-10, I-8, those interstates, all the way up through Kingman, up through Las Vegas as well. And I think they were still having some smoke issues, even in Las Vegas recently, because of these wildfires. And speaking of wildfires, the Caldor fire continuing to now get closer to Lake Tahoe, and they're really trying to make a stand with that there in east of Sacramento there.
Duluth, Minnesota, up towards Canadian border up there in Minnesota, you got a whole bunch of dense fog, so be advised of that. And then coming on down, straight down into Missouri and into Arkansas and the northern part from I-20 north in Louisiana over into the northeastern part of Texas to include I-30, I-35, and I-20 all the way over to Jackson, Mississippi, a high heat warning. By the way, there's some fog in the area tonight around the metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth, so be advised of that. And then coming straight up 35 all the way up to the Kansas line, you're going to be in 95 to 105 degree temperatures, and that also will take you over on I-44 up into Joplin, over towards Springfield, and I-40 all the way across to, all the way across to Memphis, and then up on I-64, all the way across to about 100 miles inside Kentucky tonight, and Illinois, high heat warning there, Indiana, high heat warning there. Got some fog, southwestern part of Ohio coming out of Cincinnati going towards Indiana, the northwestern corner to include Toledo, Holy Toledo, high heat there. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, over there in Morgantown, West Virginia, on up in that area, got fog over there on I-77 and 79. And then upstate New York tonight, I-90 from Buffalo all the way over towards Syracuse and Utica, and from I-81 Binghamton, the Pennsylvania line, all the way up to Watertown, high heat temperatures in there. Also going to have some weather to contend with. It looks like fog tonight. The fog is going to be down through the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, over towards New Jersey, then down into Delaware and down into Maryland, the northern end of the Chesapeake Bay, and we will have some thunderstorms, of course, in the southeastern part of the U.S. too. Okay, Kyle, the southwest out there, that one area you said around Las Vegas, that's going to be extremely hot. I'm looking at temperatures, they're telling me 117 degrees.
Yes, exactly. It is going to be turning up the heat for sure in the American Southwest.
Yep. Okay, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Being on the program and being around and doing what he does. He's a very important part of the program. And, of course, the big thing here with the weather and everything else that's going on is we're all contingent on what's going on out there in the Gulf of Mexico and further east out there down the Caribbean and down the slot. We've got three tropical systems there. However, we don't need to worry about the first one. It's going to Mexico. The second one is going to make a turn and go away from the U.S. And the third one is the one we're going to have to worry about. That's about 10 days away. So we got some time, but pay attention to the tropics. Okay. On the telephone now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to start this way because we got so much to talk about with Afghanistan. We'll do that on the other side. But the Supreme Court last night ordered the Remain in Mexico policy to be reinstated immediately.
Yes, it did.
So where are we going? Because I don't think the Democrats are going to do anything immediate.
Well, it's not up to the Democrats. It's up to Border Patrol. So that will change. It should change the dynamics of the number of Border Patrol on the border and what they're doing there on the border. So essentially, they can really stop anybody at that border and force them back instead of having to bring them in and, you know, take them to all of these tent cities that the Biden administration has put up.
Yeah, we got that one tent city. It was supposed to have like 400 or 500 people in it down around McAllen. I think it's now up to 2,000 or 3,000.
Correct.
And it's growing, right? Growing?
Well, it was growing, for sure. I think, I don't know that it's, they're continuing to add to it, but they just recently did in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Joanna, our friend, is chiming in. Young boys are also sexually victimized in Afghanistan. It's not just about the young girls.
That's correct.
Yeah. Bunch of sickos, those guys, I'm telling you. But, and then, Fred is down in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Fred, glad to hear from you. He's telling me I woke him up here a little bit ago.
What that, all right, good morning, Fred.
Yep, what that was is we played some really funky music and got it going there. You had a beat and it just drive you right out the doorway. All right, hold that thought. We're going to the break, and speaking of that funky music, let me see here. Let me see here. Let me try this again for a second. Here we go.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.